This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 28th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Acts, chapter 2, 47b. It says there, "And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." End of quote. The church is God's new community He builds, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, and the 12 apostles and early prophets as the foundation of the edifice. The new community is called fellow citizens with God's people and members of His household. Ephesians 2:19b. They are no more foreigners and strangers. Ephesians 2:11 and 19. They are heirs of all God has and co-heirs with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Romans 8:17. They are the children of God. Romans 8:16. Born again into God's household as a result of the adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:5. Bible says God predestined, chosen, and adopted them according to His eternal covenant. Hebrews 13:20. Made within the triune Godhead according to the counsel of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You see, this is different from the old community. They are born and grown up. That was the community of Adam. The Bible says Christ as the builder, and He is the only one who adds people into His new community. The way Jesus Christ adds people to His community called the church is by saving people from their sins. You see, the name Jesus means He will save His people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. Christ is the title of Jesus, the chosen one, the anointed one, the Messiah of God. In other words, those who are transferred from the kingdom of darkness and devil to the kingdom of God's Son, Jesus Christ, are the members of the new community called the church. The moment a person accepts Lord Jesus as their Savior, he or she is placed in God's community called the church by Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, now, once they are in the community, by their professed faith in the salvific work of Jesus Christ, they develop certain lifestyle characteristics by divine empowerment. These characteristics are listed in verses 42 of the same chapter, Acts chapter 2. It says they devote themselves to the apostles' teaching. That means ongoing systematic Bible studies, fellowship, being with one another believers, breaking bread, which is one of the two sacraments that Lord Jesus instituted for the community called the church, the second being the water baptism, praise and thanksgiving, and then prayer. I would say these are the strong pillars on which the spiritual edifice called the church, the community of God, stands strong. Bible studies, fellowship with one another, obedience to the waters of baptism, observance of Lord's Supper to remember Christ's death, burial, and resurrection for their sake, which He commanded to remember according to Luke 22, 17-20. Praising and giving thanks to God, verse 47, and prayer. Any one of these areas lacks, the community could suffer loss. All are essential and interconnected to each other for the building up of the church. Beloved, this community is also an eschatological community. It is not just a temporal one. It has a present and future aspect. Even though God called them to be part of His kingdom now and here, the current aspect of the kingdom is not complete without the future. God called them to reign with Him in His kingdom, which would consummate at the return of Christ to establish the literal kingdom which was promised in the Old Testament scriptures. You see, there were more than 300 prophecies fulfilled at the first coming of Jesus Christ to die for our sins. The Bible gives three times more prophecies regarding the second coming of Christ to fulfill in the eschatological promises. It means if the first advent of Christ is fulfilled literally, the second advent and the establishment of the eschatological kingdom are three more times certain. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want to be in the new community You are building up by Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord because I believe He died for my sins, buried, and rose again. Lord, I want to study the Bible, have fellowship with the true people of God, break bread, praise you, and live a life of prayer, anticipating the fulfillment of your eschatological promises you made in your eternal covenant by the blood of Christ. I thank you for accepting me in your household as your child. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.